but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
It's time for Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hite.
Rattler awaits a shotgun snap, gets it, blitz coming, pressure coming. Barrett Carter getting out and sacking Rattler.
They do have a timeout, decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown, bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry with 0.6 seconds remaining.
He could have easily gotten 5 or 6 yards if he would have just pulled that thing down and dove forward.
But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Oh, what a play by Mike Williams. A touchdown of 19 yards. I mean, he put Jamarcus King on his back and gave that chicken a ride.
He throws shoot. Clark in a straight shot. He didn't do that. He threw it away.
To the sideline, caught first down. Woo!
What a hit, Denzel Ward! You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me. Hurt my feelings.
Well, Chase Hunter, 2 seconds, one launches a three. Good if it goes, it does. Chase Hunter, the three at the buzzer sends Clemson to the locker room up 10.
A double pumper. That was a double pump shot.
That was another one from the band down by the river.
Now, let's go live to Facts and Childress and John Hite.
We welcome you in, everybody, to the Friday edition of Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hite right here on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. Live, as always, on Clemson football at, what is it, game day eve here at 9 a.m. on a Friday. But we got a Clemson football game tomorrow. You guys know that means we're at Chick-fil-A in Clemson. And, folks, you can continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order those tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, delicious cookies, and more. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure they're a part of your Clemson tradition, so give Chick-fil-A of Clemson a call at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. And John, on that note, I'll bring you in, and then we'll bring in our segment one guest, if you will, and Herb Tyler. But a good Thursday night for you. Everything good in your world?
All is good. Excited to be here on a football Friday. Excited to talk about Clemson, North Carolina, and talk about Chick-fil-A, and Tigers for Tatas as well. Big day today here.
Yeah, definitely a big day on the program, and we'll bring Herb Tyler right in. Herb, very appreciative of this opportunity as always. It's always a pleasure to be out here at Chick-fil-A.
Guys, it's always a pleasure. It's been for so many years working with the Roar and all you guys, and you guys are right. There's a lot going on, but I do want to say that out of all of it, Tigers for Tatas, I think we got to start there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, this is a big deal. I don't know many people who have not been touched by that. In fact, my sister was touched by it. It's hard decisions. The more you talk about it, the more you hear. Heard some stats from Ben and Quark yesterday that somebody's getting diagnosed every 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And the big deal with this for me is the support that you guys have given to help with the foundation, to help get mammographies and things for women who might not have that chance.
Yep.
This is a big deal, guys.
Yeah, we've you're talking about the numbers we've been able to do. For over 10 years, $738,000 to this foundation for helping breast cancer research, and all of it stays right here in the upstate. So it's an incredible cause. I appreciate you saying that, Herb, because you're right. That is on top of great food and hopefully great football we have on the horizon, this cause is still the most important thing.
Yeah, definitely so. And that's going to be the whole month of October here. We're a decade plus of working with Dabo and Kathleen's All-In Foundation. 100% of those funds raised through Tigers for Tatas go to the foundation. You can go to tigersfortatas.com, or you can get involved with our text to give at T4T to 53555.
Yeah, and you know what? Guys, during this segment, I want you to do, Ben said something yesterday. Every dollar is important. Every dollar is it. Not everybody can give the $100 or $200 or whatever. But, you know, yesterday for the 11th year, $11. And, you know, that would be great. What's that text number to give?
It is 53555. You can text T4T. That is T with the number 4T to 53555 on our text to give donations for Tigers for Tatas.
And you know what, guys? Even if it's a dollar, I'm telling you, it adds up. It's important. The people who don't have the opportunity, who are not educated, this is really what it provides.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sit here and look at that $738,000. That'll buy a whole truck.
Yep, absolutely. That'll buy a whole mobile mammography unit. And yeah, you're right. This is just, you know, the early detection is the big thing, and that's what these buses help provide, to your point, of people who are maybe not have the education or do not have the opportunity to get checked and to get screened. And these buses provide that.
And taught how to do that. And like my sister, when she found out, it was literally 2 weeks before we went to the beach, it was through self-examination, and she was having to take action within 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so it's that important. So, guys, I know that takes part of the segment, but that's number one out there. I know the listeners here have created this. Y'all do that. I'm passionate about it. That's what this month's about. And you know what? There's no reason not to support this, because it's so where the money goes.
Yep.
It's not keeping. But anyway, speaking of that, man, I was listening to you guys yesterday. So what was this deal you were talking about, the Yankees and the Red Sox? I don't need the story, but what was it that you said about –
I'm going to put my feet up for this one, Fax, and you guys have fun with this.
I just simply said that in my lifetime, the Red Sox have been a lot more successful than the Yankees, and I can only speak to success when I've been a conscious human being, since I've been alive.
A conscious human being.
Yes, indeed.
So – when I've been a conscious human being. Interesting.
Yes.
Well, you know what? So I got to ask you, you were not a conscious human being in this question I'm going to ask you, but there was a famous basketball player. Actually, his dad was a coach at Clemson.
Okay.
And he went to Daniel High School, and then he ultimately ended with the Celtics. Who was it?
Oh, man. Daniel High School that ended with the Boston Celtics before I was alive.
Before I was a conscious human being.
Was this a Clemson basketball player? I was a conscious human being as well.
There's a movie about it.
There's a movie about it?
Yeah. And his dad used to coach at Clemson.
I'm blanked here. You got me stumped. You got me absolutely stumped, Herb. I've got no idea.
Well, I got to ask a question. Ben, do you know who it is? He may not be there. Pistol Pete.
Mm-hmm. I should have had that. Yeah, I should have had. My grandpa actually dormed with Pistol Pete at a basketball camp growing up, and I just absolutely blanked on that for some reason.
But that was before he played for the wrong Tigers. He played for the wrong Tigers.
But you know what? He played. He made an impact. He did play for the Lions, though, and his dad was a basketball coach at Clemson, which I bet you didn't know.
No, I did not know that.
Yep. Okay. So, anyway, let's get into some football. Hey, this, you know, a lot of people are frustrated, discouraged, things like that. And I will tell you, honestly, the good old days are here and now. We remember that. We were just sitting here talking about that. So, you know what? You got to look in the windshield.
Yeah.
What does Clemson need to do to have a complete game this time?
I think you got to start out strong. I think that's been the common theme for this team through four games, is slow starts. It's putting you behind the eight ball, whether that be the last game out where you were down 10-0 before you touched the football against Georgia Tech, where you go down in a 13-0 hole that you have to climb out of. Against Troy, you're down 16-3 at halftime. It's imperative for the Tigers to get out to a strong start up in Chapel Hill, and I think that's something that's really important for the quarterback play as well. No, he's been under a lot of scrutiny, but he's a guy that throughout the course of his career, when he gets going in the first quarter and can get in rhythm and get that confidence established, you know, his stats will pop off the page, and he tends to play a lot better when he can get going early. So I think it's all about the first quarter. It's all about the first couple of drives of offense for this Clemson team tomorrow, and I'm just excited for the opportunity off of the bye week to come out and send a message and set the tone, John.
Confidence and enthusiasm.
Yeah.
If you play confident and you play inspired football, as bad as North Carolina is, you should be able to take care of business. But if this team comes out like they did against Syracuse, where it's flat and they seem disinterested and, you know, you're more worried about doing your thing versus the collective thing, then you have a very strong chance of going on the road and losing this game. To me, it's so much about individual effort and confidence in what you're doing and being asked to do.
So what would UNC need to do to get back on track?
They're going to have to run the ball better than they've ran the ball. It really just starts there for me.
Run the ball, I think they would probably need to stick with Max Johnson and at quarterback and trust him in the quick passing game. I think we saw an improved play by Ivy on Terrell, but I still have a lot of questions about the secondary for Clemson. I think there's a chance. And honestly, if Clemson comes out disinterested like they did in the beginning of the game against Syracuse, that opens the window for North Carolina. If Clemson doesn't take this seriously, North Carolina can very much dial in at home and create a little momentum, because as much as we want to take down the Super Bowl winning head coach and Bill Belichick, I know there's going to be a little bit of motivation for the players and the coaches at Clemson, but they're still, as Coach Sweeney said earlier this week, and he's correct, this is a team that's won 8 out of the last 10 ACC titles. It still means something to beat Clemson, even though three teams have already done it, and we're on October 3rd.
Yeah, you have the target on your back for the entirety of the ACC.
If you come out there, again, flat and disinterested and just trying to do your own thing, and you're not getting off blocks and you're not faking the right pursuit angles to go to the ball carrier, you're going to be in a close football game that probably won't end up in your favor.
Wow. Well, you know what? I believe, based on coaches' comments and the ownership of coaching, I'll guarantee there's been a change in how they've communicated this week, how they communicated with the players, how they communicated with each other,
yep,
how we come out, what the plan is to come out. And I believe in order for us to get there, it's a coach's responsibility to keep them focused when they walk out on that field,
mm-hmm, yep,
and to know that this time. But, John, I got to ask you this. What is the word of the week?
The word of the week is haughtiness. And it means, you know, to be very arrogant and disdainful about it. And the way that North Carolina has carried themselves, and I'm really speaking about General Manager Michael Lombardi of this program, calling themselves the 33rd NFL team, coming down here and acting like, oh, you guys have been doing this lesser than sport than we've been doing at the NFL. We're going to show you really how to coach football. This has been a cute little hobby you guys have been doing down here for 100-plus years. I want to see Clemson go up there and challenge the haughtiness of the North Carolina staff and brand and punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, and then to kind of just piggyback on that, I want some arrogance coming from Clemson's sidelines. I want some swagger. I want some celebrations. I want the group to look like they're having fun playing football, because that's something that it feels like it has been sucked out of this group, is the joy. There's no joy right now with Clemson football. They're not playing as a team. They're not playing as a unit, and they're not playing connected. They're playing as a bunch of individuals. And when you try and play, you know, 11 against a team instead of a team against a team, you get the results that you've gotten thus far. So, you know, to just kind of expand on John's point, with North Carolina's arrogance, the way that they've kind of looked down on their opponents, I want Clemson to match that and more, and come out with their own swagger and a chip on their shoulder and say, hey, this is Clemson football. And yeah, we might have lost three of our first four games, and there might have been a little bit of a blip on the radar and a bump in the road, but you still have 8 games left where you control your own destiny. You can go out and you can control your fate in each and every one of those 8 games. And Clemson's goal is to go 8-for-8 the rest of the way. That can't happen without going 1-0 tomorrow.
And you know what? I need to see what I want to see. I need to see it, or I can't really say that, what, yeah, I'd like to see. I'd like to see that fire.
Yep.
Yes.
I'd like to see that fire. I'd like to see that fire in our offensive line. I'd like to see our defensive players just get on it.
Yep.
And I want somebody who can run fast and catch the ball and make some big plays. That will go a long way to getting that motivation and confidence,
yep,
back up. This is a confidence building game, and that's how I see it. And hey, guys, there are Tigers, and so I really believe they've worked that hard. I think you're going to see that tomorrow, and then you're going to have a different feeling.
Absolutely.
And so I want to go back, Tigers for Tatas. Again, guys, that's the most important thing. I need you to listen to the Roar. I need you to get involved, even if it's a dollar, $10. I love what Ben said. This is their 11th year, and they have put many resources behind it with a lot of people out of here to do that. $11. $11. And we need to tell them how they can give.
You can get it on the text line at T4T to 53555 to donate. The entire month of October, we'll have our text to give open. That is T4T to 53555. You can also go to TigersForTatas.com or come to any of our remote shows with merchandise.
Today, we Out of Bounds will be live at Buff City Soap here in Clemson. I guess it's Seneca over in the Hartwell Village right on the other side of the lake.
Yeah.
They will be there today from noon to 3. I'll be heading over there right when we are done here at noon. So if you want to do the in-person, you know, want to come try on the baseball shirt and make sure you get the right size because you want to look good for football this weekend, Buff City Soap at Hartwell Village be there with Out of Bounds from noon to 3 today.
Man, I'm telling you to do it. And, again, glad to have you guys here. And I'm glad you learned something today before you were a conscious human being.
Yes.
And you know, hopefully the haughty will go away.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to it. Thank y'all for letting me be with you. Thank you to the Roar for all you do. And guys, sometimes I know it's tough times, but whatever you can do, Tigers for Tatas, let's get on board. I'm on board. We're on board. I'm on board personally. I'm on board business-wise.
Right.
Guys, you never know. And we need this to happen.
Yep.
Definitely. Absolutely. So. Great job from Herb Tyler. I'm going to pull a little bit of a reverse Uno card on Herb. It's our pleasure, right? Being at Chick-fil-A, it's our pleasure to have you on each and every day, Herb. So thank you for coming out here to Chick-fil-A on Fridays and tagging up with us on the airwaves. I know our listeners love it. You actually got a couple of shout-outs from some friends. Your friend Wilbur got in on the text line, and he said to tell you hello. And a couple other guys are getting in saying to tell you hello. So Herb Tyler getting a lot of love on our Adams Co. Roofing text line. All right, quick break here on the program live from Chick-fil-A in Clemson. Facts on Sports with Faxon and John continues right after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Hey, y'all, this is Dabo Sweeney. In football, a strong connection between players wins games. In life, a strong connection helps everyone win. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet you can get, and it's backed by folks who live here and who care about doing things the right way. Whether it's game day streaming, working from home, or keeping up with family, Upcountry Fiber is your best play. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in a class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Huge savings on Dell AI PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors are here, and they're newly designed to help you do more faster. They can generate code, edit images, multitask without lag, draft emails, summarize documents, create live translations, and even extend your battery life. That's the power of Dell AI with Intel Inside. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Your fantasy roster is set. The smack talk is heating up, and this season, ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing the ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sports book for sports fans. Download the app and link your ESPN Bet and ESPN accounts to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
We welcome you back in, everybody. Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hyde continues here on 105.5, 97.5, The Roar. 654-ROAR is the number. And, John, I'll let you take the floor because something pretty special just happened on our text to give.
So far, we now have a leader in the clubhouse as just, well, quite frankly, the best Clemson Tiger listening right now this morning. I want to give a shout-out to Jerry, class of 1989, for his contribution to Tigers for Tatas this morning. Jerry, you're right in here, class 89, live in Connecticut, listen to The Roar each morning, and I feel like I'm in the upstate, honored to support. Jerry, we are honored to have your support, and we are honored that you listen and make us a part of your day up there in Connecticut. Thank you so much. That is very moving early this morning. Thank you so much, Jerry. That's very gracious.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Jerry, we appreciate you. And again, if you would like to support the Tires for Tatas campaign, we'll be promoting all the month of October, T4T to 53555. And John, on that note, really excited to announce as well and put it up on Twitter at FaxandPXP. We're going to have head coach for Clemson Women's Lacrosse, Allison Kwolek, coming into Chick-fil-A here in our final segment. She's actually a breast cancer survivor herself. You know, she was diagnosed while she was at Clemson as well. Yes. And went through that process while trying to be the, you know, spark of the women's lacrosse program here. So I've had a chance to cultivate a pretty good relationship with Coach Kwolek and her staff over the last couple months, and have some social media stuff in the works with the folks at women's lacrosse, but was a no-brainer to ask her to come on the show, and just very humbled to have her out here later today. So make sure you're tuned into that at 11:45. She's going to be here in our final segment, giving a little bit about her story with breast cancer and her walk, and then also filling you guys in on what they've been doing over at lacrosse. So excited and blessed to have Coach Kwolek on the program. Once again, just so appreciative for that big donation from Jerry on our text to give. You can get in with T4T to 53555 if you'd like to donate. Even if it's just a dollar, we appreciate it, folks. And again, all proceeds go to Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation. All right, let's hop into the action. 654-ROAR is the number. John, would you like to start with the Mac Jones Masterclass of Thursday Night Football, or would you like to start with the Major League Baseball and the way that unfolded yesterday?
We could do the... Sorry, I haven't heard Mac Jones' masterclass since 2020 when he was in Alabama during that COVID season. I just wasn't prepared for that statement. But no, let's dig into that, because that was a – I wish I would have stayed with this game longer. I went to bed fairly – I wouldn't say fairly, I went to bed around 10 o'clock. And it was 17-7 when I turned this thing off, and it sounds like I really missed a lot of the fun.
It was an absolute banger. It was elite. It was unbelievable. It was a great game. It was an absolutely great game, and I'm really just excited. I'm excited, man. Like, this is a 49ers team that's playing motivated football, John. This is a 49ers team they got a gritty win last night that they stole from the Los Angeles Rams, but Mac Jones deserves an immense amount of credit. 33 for 49, 342 yards and two touchdowns, and he was doing this while severely injured. Like, seriously, was having to be picked up by his teammates after every play.
The knee looked bad in the third quarter. I thought he was done for the year, and then he got up and jogged off of the field.
Insane.
I mean, the way that he grabbed that brace the second that left leg made impact on the ground, I thought, oh, that is...
It looked like he was done.
It reminded me of, in a somewhat similar light, of what happened with Steve Angeli here in Death Valley a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is what it looked like to me, the way that he grabbed it. But then when I saw him pop up and run, one, I was shocked that he was moving. But then two, I just felt like, well, that was also part of the reason why I felt comfortable about going to bed, because the way that he responded from that injury scare...
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to run away with this thing, but it sounds like Los Angeles had quite a comeback still left in them.
Yeah, so Los Angeles did a really good job of just kind of stifling the offense. That slowed down a little bit for San Francisco, right? San Francisco goes 12 plays, 55 yards. They get all the way down to the one-yard line, and they can't punch it in. So they're forced to settle for three, and then all of a sudden, a Los Angeles touchdown, a San Francisco punt, and another Los Angeles touchdown, and it's tied after a blocked extra point, John. So that ended up being a pretty big and crucial part of this game, was the fact that San Francisco's, you know, field goal unit was able to get after the ball. They were able to block that extra point to keep it at 20-20. And then we ended up in overtime, where a field goal from Mac Jones and the 49ers ended up being the game-winning field goal in OT, as the defense got a big stop on 4th-and-1, a turnover on downs with Kyren Williams trying to run on the 11-yard line for San Francisco. And you have your quarterback, Jason, in Columbia. I'm not sure what more needs to be said at this point. You have your quarterback. I think it's pretty clear and obvious to everybody, the people that are on the beat, the media. Here are Mac Jones' stats in his three starts, okay? 86 for 129, 904 passing yards, 8 touchdowns, 1 pick, and the team is 3-0. I don't know how you turn away from that guy, provided he's healthy enough to go, especially when Purdy's been dealing with an injury, right? If you make a $55 million a year investment in a guy, he needs to be 110% ready before you rush him back out there. Let Mac wear the bullets the next couple weeks. Let him continue while he's on this heater, and get Brock Purdy 100% healthy before you reintegrate him into this offense. That's where I'm at on the situation in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think that his play is giving you a luxury that I'm not sure you thought that you had. But I don't think, like, outside of a stretch of this season, they need to be making a change. I still think Brock Purdy gives them a much better chance to win. And also, you've made the financial investment. you kind of have to live with it for a couple of seasons, as we're seeing in Miami and some other places. So it was an inspiring performance by Mac Jones last night, but I still think Brock Purdy's the guy for this job long term.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they want to navigate Purdy and his contract situation. Jason kind of alluded to that yesterday.
Well, you can't move it.
You can get it off the – I want to say there's a buyout clause or an opt-out clause.
Is it like the Daniel Jones extension was in New York, where it was like it's really just a one-year deal and there's, you know, maneuverability outside of it?
So he has a full no-trade clause for the duration of his five-year $265 million contract, but – I want to say I'm looking for a couple more details. I think there's an opt-out after next year where the team can part ways and the cut cost is minimal. So $165 million of the $181 million in total guarantees come in the first 3 years of the deal that run through the 2030 season. So after the third year of the deal, there's only $16 million of that money that's guaranteed. So that's the thing. Year three after the extension kicks in is where they can get it off the books for minimal damage, minimal dead cap. But that still means they've got another year or two with Brock Purdy on the books for $53 million a year.
Who would have ever thought when we were watching the Cheez-It Bowl and Mario Goodrich with the crazy tipped interception to the end zone that the guy who threw the ball would be getting $130 million guaranteed?
Yeah.
What a time. Good for him. It's good work if you can get it.
Absolutely.
I'm not paying it, so, you know, good on you, Brock Purdy.
Definitely the case. 654 ROAR is the number if you want to check in. A texter gets in and says, Thursday Night Football has not disappointed this year. You're exactly right. And, John, we actually just got another $200 donation that came in. And it looks like a familiar name for you, so I'm going to let you have this one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mom, for getting in. I do appreciate that this morning. Thank you for your contribution and getting in. We are having a good start to the Tigers for Tatas here. For those who've heard the story before, my mother, a now 20-plus year survivor of breast cancer. So just very thankful for Mom being here and donating and getting in this morning. It's very kind. Thank you.
She's an absolute warrior. We're really happy for her, and we're very appreciative of that donation. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. That's absolutely unbelievable. What a start to the day. Seriously, what a start to the day.
I'm not sure how we're supposed to handle the next 2 hours and 25 minutes.
I was going to say.
Goodness gracious, man. I'm kind of at a loss for words right now that we are out here making. Whew.
Yes.
Sorry, you're going to need to take it for a second.
Definitely definitely great stuff there on our text to give. And we remind you, if you'd like to get in as well on the text to give, you can text T4T to 53555. We would love your donation. It's our 11th year partnering with Dabo's All-In Foundation. Ben Milstead and Kwok, they were kind of doing $11 donations yesterday. I'll match up to $100 today if y'all want to get in on $11 donations. So up to 99, I guess. First nine $11 donations I will match. So if you guys want to get in with $11, T4T to 53555, and I will match it up to $99.
Up to $110, I'll do the same thing.
Okay.
But it needs to be in the next hour.
Okay, so Herb said he's going to match up to $110 and do the same exact thing that I will, but it needs to be within the next hour. So if you can get in with the next hour with a $10 or an $11 donation, T4T to 53555, we're going to have Herb Tyler and myself matching up to $110 here on our text to give. So if you can give $10, if you can give $11, we would appreciate it. If not, that's no worries in the slightest. But if you would like to get in and support the program and support Tigers for Tatas, T4T to 53555. Jason in Columbia says, Mac Jones legacy game. My loyalty can be bought with wins. Just win, baby. What a performance by him and what a performance by Kendrick Bourne. There was some Tom Brady, Randy Moss vibes going on. And people like joke every single time that that happens and it's like some random quarterback and random receiver go off on a weird primetime game that not a lot of people are tuned into. But it was definitely funny to see Kendrick Bourne get some buddy ball. Those guys came in together out in New England, actually, and New England gave up on both of them. So definitely a personal kind of chip on their shoulder yesterday for Mac Jones and Kendrick Bourne, and really excited to see that success in their endeavors for them. So 26-23, the Niners get the win. Really shocking result considering the severity of their injury situation, but Mac Jones was money from start to finish. Kendrick Bourne was phenomenal, and sometimes the team that wants it more gets the win, especially on those short week of prep, John, and that's exactly what we had.
I've got to give credit where it is due. I really, really, and even in a losing effort, and maybe it's just the individual people that they have, I love the defensive tackle room for the Los Angeles Rams. First off, Tyler Davis is giving them incredible value for, what, a fifth-round pick?
Yeah, he is.
The amount of snaps he is playing, it's fantastic to see. I give him a shout out, even though he went to Texas. It's from my hometown, Puna Ford, from Hilton Head, South Carolina, out here having 7 tackles in this game, a couple from behind the line of scrimmage. Jared Verse, Braden Fist, 2 guys we watched at Florida State. Like, I very much enjoy watching this team and this defensive front because it's a bunch of guys that I remember from college, and it's names that I know. And it,
yeah.
They're a fun group to play because it's a lot of nameless, faceless guys.
There's familiarity there.
Right, absolutely. Like, it's Tyler Davis is not going to – he certainly doesn't pop on the television the way Dexter Lawrence does. But he's been so incredibly effective at the NFL level. I very much enjoyed watching him play. So,
yes.
got to give our one of our favorites, Tyler Davis, a shout-out here this morning.
Man, I miss Tyler Davis.
I do, too.
Great dude, great player.
Boy, could this defensive front use a Tyler Davis. Gosh.
They really could. They really could. All right, let's talk a little Major League Baseball playoffs before a quick break. We did have a trifecta of games yesterday. The Guardians, they took the loss to the Detroit Tigers. So they did all that work for a month and a half. They come all the way back. They have, like, the most improbable statistical divisional win in the history of baseball, and it just got ripped from them in a do-or-die game.
That is the greatest synopsis of Cleveland sports that I have ever heard in my entire life. And it's not just because I'm a Pittsburgh fan, but that is the perfect encapsulation of what Cleveland sports is. We are going to defy all the odds. We are going to move mountains. We are going to do the unthinkable, only to completely throw up on ourselves and not get the job done.
Yes, that is exactly what Cleveland is about. The Tigers were able to strike for one in the top of the sixth on a Dylan Dingler home run that put them ahead. Then they tallied 4 more on some lackluster defense from the Guardians. Guardians were able to tally 2 more in the bottom of the eighth, but it was too little too late. Detroit is moving on to the ALDS to face the Seattle Mariners. All I have to say to that, good luck, because that's a really, really good Mariners team. And to be candid, I think both the Tigers and the Guardians kind of stink in comparison to the Mariners.
I think the Tigers stink when Scooble's not starting.
Yes.
When Scooble is starting, I think they may be the best team in baseball.
How many times can you throw Tarek Skubal? That's the question of the next series for the Detroit Tigers. They're gonna push the limit with him for sure. All right, Padres, Cubs.
Can I say something where I was wrong?
Yes.
I said if you're going to go into this game, go ahead and back the pitcher who did not pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates versus the one that who did. Well, Yu Darvish makes it an entire inning, and Jameson Taillon, the former Pirate, didn't give up a run. He only pitched 4, but was way better in this game.
I'm dumbfounded by Jameson Taillon. I don't understand how he was able to stifle this offense at the level that he did. San Francisco's offense should be ashamed of themselves, man. San Diego. I mean, you put this much investment into your group with A.J. Preller. You put this much investment into your group with your front office. You score 5 runs in 3 games in the playoffs to go out sad like that. Pitching was good enough. I know you didn't have it necessarily yesterday, but if you would have told Padres fans before the game you only give up 3 runs, you think you've got a good chance to win.
All that money invested in your lineup, you should be able to produce more than 7 hits.
Yeah. 1 run in a do-or-die
Machado game. Does nothing in this game.
No.
Arias does nothing. Where was Tatis?
Tatis was terrible all series. He was horrible. It was absolutely deplorable.
$1 billion between those guys, roughly.
Yep.
And you get nothing.
And they had Juan Soto on their team a couple years ago, and they still couldn't win with Juan Soto. I just don't think it might never happen at this point. It might never happen. All right, we're going to take a quick break on the program. We're going to run you through what Herb Tyler just blessed us with here at Chick-fil-A and what's on the menu today on the other side of a quick break. Again, we're matching the next – we've actually had 3 donations already come in for John Sterling from Austin and another donation. The name's still loading on that one as well. If you'd like to get in with $11 donations, Herb Tyler and I will be matching up to $110. You can text T4T to 53555 as a part of our Tigers for Tata's campaign. Facts and Childress, John Hite, continue. Continuing with Facts on Sports here on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar, live from Chick-fil-A in Clemson, right after this.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take 2 or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
After a week away, Clemson football is back on Saturday as the Tigers travel to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. And we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show, Tiger tailgate show at 9 a.m. with Faxon and crew. Then at noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you through post-game with the fifth quarter show. All in a day's work on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar, where every day is game day. You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Swamp Fox Distilling in Pendleton is partnered with The Roar, and we're raising money for Tigers for Tatas. Throughout the entire month of October, they're donating 50% of their sales of orange and vanilla all-in rum and all-pink merchandise. They also have raffle baskets that include rum bottles signed by head coach Dabo Swinney and others. Visit Swamp Fox Distilling, located at 128 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton on the Square. Open Thursday through Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeep.com.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantee stands strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Plumber, it's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com.
Clemson country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
We welcome you back in, everybody. It's the final segment of hour number one with Facts and Childress and John Hyde here. You're listening to Facts on Sports on 105.5 at 97.5 The Roar. 654 Roar is the number if you'd like to check in. All right, a couple of things. We got to run you through what we just got for breakfast, but we also have to give some massive shout-outs to the people on the text line that are coming through. Again, Herb Tyler and I will both be matching the next couple of, what is it, eight now, the next eight $11 donations up to $110. We're doing $11 for 11 years, partnered with Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation. We also got a donation that came through from our guy, Malcolm. Malcolm, we appreciate you wholeheartedly, man. Very, very generous and very, very kind. And, man, like, you guys are really touching us this morning. Like, I don't think you guys understand at home. And hour number one, have already raised a ton of money for Tigers for Tatas, and just about as much as we raised in our entire show 2 days ago, John. So yeah. Very humbled, very blessed to be a part of this as always, and hope you guys continue to respond for such a great cause.
Absolutely. Very humbled, very honored, very touched by the generosity that is being shown this morning and is continue to shown here in the upstate. It continues to blow me away. What also has blown me away this morning, though, is the breakfast that Herb just brought us here. Dude. So I'm going to sit and I'm going to try to explain this correctly. We have on an English muffin the spicy chicken with egg and pepper jack cheese. Is that I got that correctly? All right. We've got a vanilla iced coffee, got some hash browns, and then I think the no pun intended, the cherry on top, the frosted cherry berry lemonade. Is that right? Frosted cherry berry lemonade, outstanding. Unbelievable. The cherry berry, the seasonal beverage right now at Chick-fil-A. Yeah. In the frosted lemonade, it is incredible. Highly encourage everyone, if you're going to be coming by Chick-fil-A for breakfast, for lunch, for your tailgates, whatever you may be, cannot recommend this this breakfast spread enough.
No, yeah, this spicy chicken.
Do you need me to keep talking for a minute so you can take a bite if you
honestly,
would like?
Honestly, yeah, yes, go ahead. Absolutely. I'm going to grab a bite real quick.
The frozen berry is outstanding. Herb brought it to us a couple weeks ago. We had it in the Sprite, and that was very refreshing because it was a lot hotter out that afternoon, but this is, I mean, as good of a sweet treat as you can have at Chick-fil-A. And believe me, I have tried the menu out. I know all the different milkshakes and the cookies. I'm well-versed in the menu here. This may be one of the best things I've ever had at Chick-fil-A.
For sure. And I'll take the roll back over. If you want to take a bite now, I can filibuster for a little bit if you want to get something in. Of course, teamwork makes the dream work here. But, yes, spicy chicken, egg, and pepper jack cheese on that English muffin. It's to die for. The frozen cherry berry, that's coming through. This is probably the favorite form that we've had yet for the cherry berry is the frozen one. This is fantastic, absolutely phenomenal. Then we got the iced coffee to accompany it as well. Very blessed here with Herb Tyler and just all the hospitality we get at Chick-fil-A and Clemson every Friday, and very appreciative as well. All right, let's hop right back into the action, John. 654 Roar if you want to check in.
If we have to, I'd rather just hop back into the biscuit. But, yeah, sure, we can continue to talk sports, I guess.
That old pesky job keeps getting in the way of the food, man. Ugh, unfortunate. But let's start out with our – we got somebody on the phone lines, actually?
Yeah, absolutely. We got Scott in Greenville checking in, so I want to head out. Let's head to the phones. We're going to check in on Scott. Scott, how you doing this morning?
What's going on, fellas? Y'all hanging out with the Tylers this morning, and you couldn't hang out with a better family. I've known them for a long time, and super group of people.
Yeah, how about that? Well, we got Herb sitting right beside us here as well, and just got a big shout-out with some love from Scott from Greenville. So how about Herb's a popular man around here. I'm finding that out the more and more we do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No matter how bad they talk about Herb and Bill Tyler, those are two classy guys, and I'm very thankful that I know them.
We appreciate
listen,
you, Scott.
The game last night, man. Well, first of all, let me say this. I want to welcome all of the San Diego Padres fans and the Cleveland Guardian fans to the couch beside me watching the rest of the series. There's been seats warmed here for you for a while. I just wish it was the Yankees joining them, but it's not. So,
well, Scott, you got to give them time. This hapless underdog franchise, the New York Yankees, that has never done a whole lot of winning, at least since Faxon has been a conscious human being. They're just trying to rally the troops right now. So give them time. They'll be on the couch soon enough.
Faxon's a young whippersnapper, man. He doesn't know.
Every feel-good story will come to end at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, does anything really exist since Faxon didn't experience it? That's what I heard yesterday. So nothing really exists if Faxon didn't experience it.
If you check the game notes for the football team tomorrow, actually, Scott, you will notice that Ross Taylor has actually removed the 1981 national championship from record because Faxon wasn't a conscious human being yet.
Hey, well, the only thing that you're valid with somebody not existing really well anymore is the Dallas Cowboys. I am a fan. I can say this. We still want to be America's team, but we are not America's team. In fact, you have not experienced America's team.
And I have not.
Had we made better decisions with Jimmy Johnson and just handed him the checkbook and just let him write whatever checks he wanted to write and buy whoever he wanted to buy, we would have been the dynasty of years. Your Eagles would be nothing. So you can thank Jerry Jones for all of your Eagles' success because he screwed the pooch when it was come down to Jimmy Johnson. So,
yeah, that's I will say I've enjoyed all the response of the joking at my expense in my youth. I find it hilarious. But you're right. Like, I've not been able to experience that full America's team. The Cowboys have not made a conference championship game in my lifetime. Think about that, Scott. Like, I've never even seen them with a chance to go to the Super Bowl, much less in the Super Bowl. It's kind of a similar vibe for the Yankees, which is what I was trying to, like, articulate yesterday. But I just ended up getting clowned and dunked on for it. So you take some wins and you take some losses in this industry. You got to roll with the punches.
I know, facts. I brought up the Cowboys. You don't have to kick dirt in my face. I know how long it's been.
That was the Eagles fan coming out at me, Scott. That's my bad. That's my bad.
I know. But, hey, listen, what's going to happen tomorrow, man? Are we through talking? Is everybody through having press conferences? And everybody through all these coaches coming out saying Dabo's this and Dabo's authentic and Dabo's this? That. What? Are we through talking? Can we just go play football and show what we know how to do, and kick some royal blue honey tomorrow? Can we do that?
Yeah. I'm really hoping that that's the case. I think that needs to be the case, right? That needs to be the case tomorrow. Is you've got to find a way to do a really good job of establishing the run early and establishing some confidence early with this team. And, John, I think that that's something that Clemson has a chance to flip the tides of their season from a momentum perspective tomorrow.
I think it does. Scott, I'm with you. I hope we're done talking. I hope we're about to go play some football, but yeah, we got to tune in to find out tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm so tired of hearing about we're better than this and we're this and we're that. And, you know, I said it a couple weeks ago, I think, to Qualk, is I'm tired of hearing about how good the cake is if you don't let me eat it. If the guys on the starting aren't getting it done, I want to see these backups that are supposed to be so good. Just quit. And then if the game goes bad Saturday, I don't know. I mean, we're going to be last year's Florida State. I mean, I'm really hoping to be 8-4 this year, but we could be 2-0. We might be Furman if we lose tomorrow. I don't know, man. It's just you try to stay positive, but my goodness, how can you with all the nonsense going on? But anyway, I hope that I hope we do well tomorrow. I wanted to ask you, my son worked at Arkansas State for Butch Jones up until this past year. He is now with the Fighting Jeff Lebbies at Mississippi State. What are their chances tomorrow, man?
I actually think they might have a puncher's chance. I mean, when you look at Texas A&M, they are traditionally a program, and I say this from somebody that likes Texas A&M. I like Elko, I like Reed, I like the program. They are the king of the letdown spot. That is their entire persona as a program, is right when they get that national luster, right when they start getting that attention, when the eyeballs go on Texas A&M, is usually when they let everybody down. And last week, like, I don't think this Mississippi State competing against SEC comp thing is a fluke. I think they can hang in these games. I don't think they're going to be some 8 or 9 win team against their conference slate, but I think they're a team on the schedule now that's gone from a guaranteed win to an opponent that you don't want to play. I think they've got a puncher's chance tomorrow on College Station. What say you, John?
I think they have a chance for sure. I took them to cover the spread in the contest. I'm pretty sure that's what the pick that I turned in. So, yeah, no, I like it. I think it turns out we've come to figure out, because Arkansas State has regressed this year with this turnaround of Mississippi State's guy, I think your son is the answer.
Yeah, he's the key.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I hope so, man. And I just think that Jeff Lebby's a good hire out there, and it's good to see them competing. I'm not a Mississippi State fan other than my son being there. I wouldn't be pulling for them, but I do keep up with him more now that he is. And it's nice to see them competing, and should have had one against Tennessee and let that one get away. But I'm really hoping that they do well tomorrow night. But enjoying the show, guys. Y'all take care and keep raising that money for the Tatas.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Scott. 654 Roar is the number if you'd like to check in. And speaking of Tigers for Tatas, our guy James got in with another $11 donation, so we're up to four. That's $44 that Herb Tyler and I will both be matching. Again, what is that, six more now, four or seven more now that we need to get to that $110 quota. So keep getting in with T4T to 53555. We're taking $11 donations right now, and if we can get seven more up to that 110 mark, Herb Tyler and I will be adding an extra $220 on top of y'all's donation. So keep killing it. Reception's been great this morning, and you guys have been awesome as always. Really appreciate everybody. All right, John, in the second hour of the program, we're going to be joined to rip things off by Cole Gerard from Clemson Sports Media. Cole does the Tiger Den podcast, a ton of independent Clemson content. He's a Clemson student. He's been working his tail off, and excited to have him here. We also had him on the show in person up at ACC Kickoff in Charlotte. So Cole's going to be taking the trip up to Chapel Hill a little bit later today. He's going to clue us in on what his week has looked like on the beat and give us some Clemson football information headed into tomorrow's matchup. What are you looking forward to asking Cole about and just kind of talking shop with him about regarding tomorrow's matchup?
I want to talk to him. How does he feel that the defensive intensity in the week off is going to show up here in this spot, and they're going to stifle? How are they going to handle the potential differences in the two quarterbacks that North Carolina can present tomorrow afternoon in Chapel Hill?
For sure. Looking forward to visiting with Cole Gerard on the other side of a quick break. 654 Roar is the number if you'd like to check in. T for T to 53555 is our text to donate. Hour number two, live from Chick-fil-A in Clemson with Faxon and John, right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.